Kevin O'Grady. Now's the time for Coolheads. To Darren O'Sullivan. Darren O'Sullivan has the ball. Will he use his pace? To Grady, giving it back to Bernard Murphy. They're coming around the house. Danny O'Sullivan inside the 50-yard line. Ball towards Colin McGillicuddy. Colin McGillicuddy shoulder into the back. The referee, and that's a
Bernard. He's going to win it.
He's going to win it. Having the ball. Having the ball. Bernard Murphy has sent it high and sent it over the bar. There was a heavy tackle in the back of Colin McGillicuddy. We're into the last minute. We have 30 seconds left here in Croke Park. The kick out has gone to the Cusick stand side of the field. The referee, Jerome Henry, is not happy.
Substitutions are coming in, Gerard.
Substitutions for Glenmaglin Carr. I see Vincent Torres down here. Jason McKenna getting ready to come in for the Glenmaglin Carr side. We're into the last 20 seconds of normal time.
Gerard, sit down. Gerard, sit down. Relax.
I can't sit down anymore. The ball. I apologise to, and back, the fullback is going to be sent off here as well.
Yeah, the fullback is gone.
Fullback is being sent off there. It was a heavy challenge into the back of Colin McGillicuddy, and he's gone. So Roxanne Patrick's are down to 12 men. Down to 12 men.
And it hasn't been that dirty a game. I can't understand.
It's mounting there. Fergal Griffin, and really Fergal has ran himself to a standstill here in Cork Park.
Cracking game.
He has been outstanding for Glenmaglin Carr. The kick out will come. We're into injury time here. Into injury time here as Fergal Griffin comes off to the line here. And I see who else is coming off here. Is it Danny O'Sullivan is coming off as well. He's really had an outstanding game. He's worked his socks off for Glenmaglin Carr. Just to see how much injury time is going to be played. The kick out is going to come from Seamus Donaghy, the goalkeeper. Out to the centre of the game. Up there, Ice Red ball. Well gathered there. Well gathered there by the Tyrone man there. There will be seven minutes. So we'll have to sit for another while. 7 minutes. And the ball being brought forward here. This will be a chance for the number 14 there. And the full forward, of course, Aidan McGarrity, to take this one. It's quite within his range because he's a long, long kicker of a ball. He kicks it, but he gets it off the side of the boot. Dangerous ball. It'll land inside and around the square. We know. Oh, what a save!
West
what a save
right.
By Rory O'Connor. It was going for the corner. He went across like a cat and he potted around the line. And really, it was heading. It was a fisted ball.
It was a fisted ball by Aidan Girvan, and it looked like it was going into the right hand side as we're looking at the goals there. What a save by Rory O'Connor. Well done, Rory, I'll tell you that much, because that was some save. That was heading for the back of the net, but he, like a leopard, he spread himself out fairly quickly to make a save. 45 to be taken by Aidan McGarrity now, but Glenbay living on tight nerves now, Ger.
We know what a 1 point lead is over the years. McGarrity with the kick drives it long inside, but is heading out towards the Cusick stand side. It really a bad kick from McGarrity. Glenmaglin Carr have 14 men. Darren O'Sullivan is injured, but he'll have to stay on the field to play. We have 12 men for the men from Roxanne Patrick. It hasn't been that sort of a game,
really. They need to be disciplined now. They need to hold possession as best they can, but at the same time, don't overuse the possession side of things. If they still be as aggressive as they have been for the last number of minutes.
Up towards the ball out in the centre of the field.
The break, no.
And the referee there was a challenge going in. Colin McGillicuddy ran in there, and the Roxanne Patrick's pair is injured, but they'll be a free for Roxanne Patrick's. We have two of the seven minutes played.
I tell you, they've had enough chances now, Rock, to get back into this game, even just to level it. And this is the third attack now, and they're on the move again.
Aidan McGarrity has it, gives it back now to the wing back. That's Aidan Girvan coming forward. He'll try and point it from here. He gives it across here. They'll work the ball in. They give it there. Number 20, that's Dylan Reid. Dylan Reid going across here. Out they come for KLMT, and ball goes inside. Ball has gone loose. Jack Brosnan picks it up. Jack Brosnan giving it out now. Gives it out now to Kieran Courtney. Courtney has it. Cusick stands side of the field. Walking it back here. They need to keep ball here. Walks it across to Bernard Murphy. Cool heads here, they need it. Colin McGillicuddy. Colin McGillicuddy giving it up to Sinton, out to Stephen O'Sullivan coming forward. They call him Stephen Jureen. He's the Paul Galvin of Kerry football. And of Glenmaglin Carr. Inside to Daniel O'Sullivan. There's a man inside here running. He has to give it. Chance here. Shot goes inside. Daniel O'Sullivan. Ball broke inside. And that was a chance. That was a chance. Courtney has it. Gives it back to KLMT and give it back to Bernard Murphy. Bernard Murphy kicks it. Bernard Murphy has sent it in and has sent it wide. That was the chance to an insurance goal for Glenmaglin Carr.
If this goes to extra time, Ger, I'll tell you this much, they'll be disgusted with themselves. Jason McKenna had a great chance to win the game. A ball in by Darren O'Sullivan. He was one-on-one with the goalkeeper inside the penalty spot, and the goalkeeper saved it. It broke out, and as a result, the ball was kicked wide. An awful disappointment for Glenmaglin. That was their chance to win the All-Ireland.
Kilkenny goes in again. Kilkenny is sided down. That's a heavy tackle there on Kilkenny there. And the Roxanne Patrick's discipline a little bit.
We
know in McGarrity there, he's been outstanding in the game so far. He'll get a yellow card. McGarrity gets a yellow card. Kilkenny lies prostrate on the ground. And they're bringing back on Cathal McWilliams there. In fact, he's coming back on. Well, they're waiting for the substitution to be made down in front. Cathal McWilliams is saying, why can't he come on? That was the gilt-edged chance, I suppose, to win and score a goal.
That was the All-Ireland for them. I mean, they had it. They'll be absolutely disgusted because they're living on a knife edge here. We're only 1 point up. The game is in the melting pot. There's very little between both sides. Both sides are winning around the middle. Glenbey, in fairness, in the last 5 minutes, they seem to have got that bit of an edge, but there's very little in it. And certainly the Rock, they've missed three very bad chances, and they'll rue them as well. But then again, Glenbey missed them earlier on the half, so it's well balanced up.
Jerry Hoare has the resultant free. Gavin O'Grady gave it back to him there. They're trying to walk it inside. They're trying to hold on to the possession. A dangerous game. We've known of it, carrying clubs over the year, holding on to possession, trying to go backwards. Good ball for Bernard Murphy. Can he keep it in play? Won't keep it in play. And Roxanne Patrick's will have a chance of another attack. We have 2 minutes out from the finish of this. 2 minutes left to play here in Croke Park. 65 minutes played here in Croke Park. And the ball picked up again right to the centre of the field. Will there be extra time here in Croke Park? Good ball, challenge Jack Brosnan.
Hello,
going
Jack.
Back. That's a super bit of work from Jack Brosnan there. And Jack Brosnan, the referee gives a
pretty
other way.
That is a scandalous, scandalous decision.
How can a man trying to pick up the ball, trying to go
Jack
forward.
Brosnan won the ball on the ground, and he was flattened to the ground by Thomas Bloomer. And as a result, the referee then decided then to give a free to... I don't know, is he trying to make a match out of this, Ger?
Well, I don't know, but that was a desperate bad decision, but that doesn't matter. Ball back by Glenn McGlincar. Can they hold on to it? Down to Jack Brosnan. Bernard Murphy's inside in the middle. Gives it back. Colin McGillicuddy, the captain. He's up along the line. He's trying to give it to Dan O'Sullivan. Dan O'Sullivan has it now. He'll go for it. Dan O'Sullivan, keep going. Dan is on his way.
Slip Dan O'Sullivan.
Dan O'Sullivan. O'Sullivan has put it over the bar. It's now a 2 point game. We're in the last minute of it. The kick out is coming quickly. The referee's saying go back. I think they were quite entitled to take the kick out though.
Great run by Dan O'Sullivan. Again, Jack Brosnan was influential in that run. Into Colin McGillicuddy. Colin McGillicuddy saw Darren up the right hand side here on the Hogan said side of things. He had Bernard Murphy to his left hand side. He didn't decide to use him. He did the right thing. He fisted it over the bar. That's why you need experience at this level. Well done, Darren O'Sullivan.
Ball by the men. Ryan Crilly has the ball. Caleb Tien tries to hold him up. We're in the last minute. A long ball will be driven inside. He'll go inside. It's a dangerous ball. And Rory O'Connor gathers the ball. We are 20 seconds away from the end of this game. Out to Gavin O'Grady, the man from Kilnabank. He brings it forward. Brendan Murphy is looking for it.
Hold
Murphy
on,
has it now. He'll go for the corner. They've put in soccer. Kilkenny is going with him. Kilkenny into the centre. Tien is calling for it. Dan O'Sullivan has it, the county man. He gives it across to Kilkenny. We're into the last seconds of this game. The ball inside to the centre, gives it across. Jason McKenna has it. McKenna go over the post. McKenna goes high inside. McKenna sends it high, and McKenna sends it over the ball. Jason McKenna has put it over. The time is up here in Croke Park. There will be one last chance for Roxanne Patrick's. The referee Jerome Henry looks at the watch. He's going to call time in it. He has the ball coming out. Roxanne Patrick's have it. The ball. I thought he was going to call for
it.
He's going to call for it now. He's looking across. He's going back here. Dan O'Sullivan will get it ticking here.
He will take
one for the team. And the Aidan McGarry's down there. The full forward is down there. One goal and 14 points for Glenn McGlincar. A black card for Dan O'Sullivan.
He'll take it.
Dan O'Sullivan. He's saying, who's down in the line ready to come on? Fergal Griffin says, I could go on again, but I have a cramp. He can. They're looking here. He's going down inside. He's going down now to the far end. He's going down. Colin McGillicuddy there. He's calling out here. Right on the time here as Dan O'Sullivan comes off. He's going down to Colin McGillicuddy. He's giving him a yellow card as well to Colin McGillicuddy. We're gone as Dan O'Sullivan comes And out here to rapturous applause here, the man who's led Glenbeglen Carr here this afternoon, and Fergal Griffin, they're down here. He's claimed the Sam Maguire Cup. He's claimed the National League Trophy here in Croke Park back in 2009. They're looking for a sub to come on for Rock St. Patrick. Padraig Griffin is down there on the line. Padraig Griffin will come in. Padraig Griffin, as we know him better, he'll come into this game. The game is now 8.5 minutes of extra time being played here in Croke Park as Padraig Griffin comes in. Padraig Griffin, son of Kevin Griffin and a brother of Fergal there, and of course that great mentor down on the line, the one they call him the Mayor Ishka, they call him lots of things, but he's the brains behind a lot of things, and that is Cahal Griffin down there. He punches the air. We're in the time, and Billy O'Shea, I think my hack must be doing about 120 at the moment, because looking down.
I'm amazed you're not up in Rose's head the way you're carrying on. I can understand your emotion for the whole day, because it is a huge achievement by this great club to get to an All-Ireland final, to win an All-Ireland final in Croke Park, and to the style of football that they played as well, you know, it was nice to watch. It certainly hasn't been their greatest performance by any manner of means, but that was certainly put up to them by The Rock, and you have to give credit to The Rock as well. I don't think that the game necessitated the amount of, we'll say, sending off some black cards and stuff like that. It wasn't that dirty a game, not by any manner of means, but at the same time, I think if anybody is looking for a bit of entertainment over the next 2 days, Glenbeg Village will certainly be the place to go, folks, because I can tell you this much, they will certainly celebrate this in style. It's a victory that they've been longing for an awful long time. The Junior Championship had been focused on certainly for the last 5 years that I can remember anyway, and there was fierce disappointment that they didn't get out of Kerry, but when they got out of Kerry, they certainly had their focus on this, and for the likes of, we'll say, Fergal Griffin, Bernard Murphy and Darren Sullivan,
Ashes Bar down there. I see Paddle O'Sullivan. Paddle, of course, the main sponsor of the team, down there as well, right down in front of Mary and Paddle there. I see Dunham McGillicuddy has come into the team there. Colin Dunham McGillicuddy is coming in. He's a holder of a Munster Rugby Club College medal. He played with JJ Hanlon, Dunham McGillicuddy, as Stephen O'Sullivan comes off to the line. And the injured player there from Rock St. Patrick's, Aidan McGarty, is going to be taken off the field there. He's been lifted into the stretcher. That is something you don't want to see in the fields of Gaelic football, a player being taken off the field there in a clash there out on the middle of the field, and really has delayed this game. We are now 10 minutes into this injury time here, and really we've had a lot of stoppages here.
Yeah, I'd say there won't be much more left after this. The reason for the hold up, folks, by the way, is that there's a serious injury to Aidan McGarty, but you know, I said that there was. I think the ref was just about to blow it up just before that incident, you know, before the injury occurred, which was a pity. Like I said, it's an awful way for him to end his All-Ireland final as well.
Yes, he's been outstanding, really, in freeze and everything, really, and the full forward there, Ryan Crilly. It has been, I suppose, a tempestuous game at times, but nothing, I think, of the cards that have been issued. It has been, I suppose, two of the sendings off, I think, came for Moulting, really, Billy O'Shea there, as the Rock St. Patrick's player there has been lifted onto the mobile ambulance there, right out on the field here. Aidan McGarty there, our scorer of 4 points throughout this game there, being placed there on the mobile ambulance just to take him off the field there, because all protection being given to players here, because really they have other livelihoods to be protected, so they follow the correct procedures here and in all places now, and he's been taken off the field here, the Rock St. Patrick's player there, Aidan McGarty, being taken off. We have 12 minutes over the allocated time here, 1:14 for and he receives a generous round of applause from both sets of supporters there, because you certainly don't want to see it of any player being taken off in a stretcher here in Croke Park or any other field in this country there. 1 goal and 14 points for Glenbeglen Carr, 1-11 for Rock St. Patrick's. The free coming from their own 50 yard line, taken back, given back to the goalkeeper. They'll have one last chance to try and equalise this game. He's coming forward. That is Seamus Donaghy. The ball now, and he kicks the ball long, but it'll go out. Will it go out over the line? Can Glenbeglen Carr get possession? The referee, Jerome Henry, will he look at it? He gives the ball back here now, transfers it back out to Colin McGillicuddy. They're coming forward. Padraig Griffin gives the ball out here now to Dunham McGillicuddy has it. Time is up here. They're looking, it's all over. Glenbeglen Carr are the All-Ireland Junior Football Champions here at Croke Park, and a scoreline of Glenbeglen Carr, 1 goal and 14 points to Rock St. Patrick's, 1-11.
Well, Joe Connor, all I'll say to you is congratulations. Joe, come down from the stand there, will you? Great emotion, great scenes here. Well done to Glenbeitlin Carl. They're absolutely loving it up here. Joe is jumping all around here for joy, and rightly so. It was a great performance. But sorry, it wasn't a great performance. It was certainly a performance which merited a win. I think that this team is actually better than what they showed today. But at the same time, a wonderful win for Glenbeit. They'll be thrilled down there in that little village, which we hope so well. It's a great little spot. And George, all I say to you is congratulations and well done, because I know you have a lot of association with this club.